Dozens of people were arrested this weekend during a protest at New Hampshire's largest coal-fired power plant. NHPR's Annie Ropeek was there and reports the activists marched onto the grounds of Merrimack Station in Bow, calling for an end to the burning of fossil fuels.
Hundreds of protesters came from across New England to denounce the continued operation of the power plant, which is the largest coal-burning facility in the region that's not set to retire. Merrimack Station is owned by Granite Shore Power, which bought it from Eversource last year. It's decades old and now runs more rarely than ever. The regional grid typically only burns coal on very hot or very cold days. But protesters like Rod Monroe say any coal use is too much, knowing that its carbon emissions are accelerating the harmful effects of climate change.
This is destroying our future, our ability to survive. We need to shut these plants down. And hope is depending upon doing action.
As he spoke, a police helicopter flew overhead. It was part of a large multi-agency state and local law enforcement presence that spent hours monitoring the protesters. Some of the activists raised signs and chanted slogans outside the facility's main gate or rallied in a nearby field. Others, including Rod Monroe, marched onto the property down railroad tracks that deliver coal to the power plant about once a year. The activists carried shovels and plastic buckets, hoping to use them to carry coal away from the plant. No coal, no oil. Keep the carbon in the soil, they said. When the protesters neared the plant's coal storage pile on private property, they stopped, linked arms in a circle, and began to sing. Police, some wearing riot gear and carrying batons, moved in to arrest them, binding their hands with zip ties. Police detained 67 protesters total, charging them with Class B misdemeanors for criminal trespassing. Bow police say no injuries or property damage were reported during the event. For NHPR News, I'm Annie Ropeek.